Do you ever find yourself questioning if you're exactly where you need to be in life? Or do you often feel like there must be more out there? If you're anything like me, you've experienced moments of longing for something greater, despite being surrounded by blessings. Sometimes this can lead to feelings of guilt, as if we should be more grateful for what we have. Yet, no matter how much we try to push it aside, that sense of longing persists. The Bible reassures us that God provides good gifts, right? James 1 verse 17. Yet, we still find ourselves yearning for something beyond our current circumstances. But what if these feelings serve a greater purpose, right? Perhaps they're not just a sign of ingratitude, but they're instead a call to personal growth. Have you ever considered that maybe you're not quite ready to handle more at this moment? Perhaps these feelings are nudging us to become better versions of ourselves, to gain a deeper understanding of who we are. In this podcast episode, I share a personal story of how God answered my prayers by granting me a real estate business in the luxury market. However, alongside this blessing came unexpected stress and uncertainty, and while it was confusing at first, it ultimately became an opportunity for self-discovery and growth. Through it all, I found myself drawing closer to God and gaining confidence in His guidance. So if you've ever grappled with feelings of discontent or longing for more, I encourage you to tune in. This episode is for you. Take a moment to listen and explore the journey of finding fulfillment and growth amidst life's uncertainties. Hi, my friend. Welcome to the 1 Minute to Glory podcast. I'm your host, Alexandra Alvarez. I love to tune in with you every week. This episode, I hope that you feel refreshed, or that it sparks curiosity, or perhaps even gives you a different outlook on life. But at least, I hope that you get something out of it. So have a listen. Back when I ventured into the world of luxury real estate, it wasn't just about chasing after millions. And sure, the idea of making great money was enticing, but what really drew me in was the opportunity to align my work with my core values, which were easy for me to identify. It was God, marriage, my family, and then also time freedom. The allure of working in luxury real estate went beyond the financial aspect. It was about challenging myself, doing something I never did before and that many said I would not be able to do, in an environment that resonated with my beliefs and priorities. So the prospect of making money in less time was certainly appealing. A transaction is like a step-by-step journey. So if I'm earning more per transaction, I won't need to hustle as much to sell numerous homes in the luxury market. It's all about maximizing my time, I thought. I would have more time with my family while still being able to provide for them, give back, be more generous. So also very enticing was the chance to immerse myself in the beauty of stunning homes. Hey, I'm a visual, so this was very pleasant and fun. And then I would meet many people and learn so much from other realtors. It was a great learning curve for me. Truly it was. But with it also came this constant nagging stress hanging over me like a dark cloud that I had not anticipated. I found myself under pressure to showcase my success on social media, to reel in clients. But instead, I ended up wrestling with competition and jealousy and all the childhood fears it stirred up. My husband also envisioned us as a real estate power couple, but our dreams didn't quite mesh. I felt like I was squeezing into his mold, neglecting my own path. I didn't feel like I had much freedom to explore, and I ended up not feeling heard nor seen and not being validated. So as bad as it looked, It turned out to be a valuable learning experience for me as I realized that God was actually revealing everything I'd been missing from my fears of success and my fears of failure to the cracks in my relationship with my husband that needed attention and growth. It prompted me to have those real honest conversations about what I truly wanted and needed in my marriage. I also had to learn how to be a better steward of money, to clarify my own dreams, and to distinguish what I enjoyed and didn't enjoy in a job. It made me ponder also to balance between a healthy sense of competition and service, and ultimately find fulfillment in every aspect of my life. God was showing me that there were areas in my life that needed change and lessons for me to learn in order to fully embrace His blessings and find true fulfillment. As it mentions in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 12 and 13, our ability to enjoy our work is a gift from God. I hope you connected with this episode. Here are some key takeaways that I wanted to leave with you. First, discontent can be a catalyst for growth. The yearning for more might not be ingratitude, but a nudge from God to become a better version of yourself. Romans 12 verse 2 says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." 2. Sometimes we're not ready for more yet. Perhaps the things we crave require personal growth before we can truly handle them. As James 1 verse 17 reminds us, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. God's timing is perfect, and He may be preparing you for something even better." 3. Challenges can reveal hidden needs. Difficult experiences like the unexpected stress of my real estate career can expose areas in our lives that need attention. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 13 emphasizes, "To enjoy their work, this too is a gift from God." They can also reveal hidden fears or a need for better communication in my marriage. 4. Re-evaluation leads to fulfillment. The discomfort of discontent can be a catalyst for self-discovery and ultimately guide you towards a more fulfilling path. Proverbs 3 verses 5 and 6 offers guidance. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight." Number 5, there's hope even when plans change. Even if your initial desires don't pan out exactly as planned, the journey itself can lead to a deeper understanding of yourself and your purpose. Philippians 2 verses 3 and 4 provides encouragement. "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself, not looking to your own interests, but each to the interests of others." God may have a different but even better path for you. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'd love to hear from you, so please leave a review below or on Apple Podcast. If you found today's message encouraging, please consider sharing it with someone who might benefit. Your support helps us also reach more listeners. Thank you. Bye for now.